بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمد ونصلي على رسول الكريم أما بعد Respected علماء الكرام elders, beloved brothers in Islam This Mubarak and blessed month of Ramadan particularly the latter part of it is an expression of the immense mercy compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to increase his exertions during this period and in the famous incident of Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha wherein she asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as to what is the action that is preferred, emphasized on these Mubarak nights, these Mubarak occasions And we learn from that it is dua, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because this is the period of maghfirat, forgiveness. This is a period of the acceptance of dua. For those who will recall, yesterday we touched on one aspect, very, very important, the impediments of the acceptance of dua. We are making dua, we are turning to Allah Ta'ala, we are asking from Allah Ta'ala, yet there are certain transgressions, gunas, sins, etc. that we learn in Quran and Hadith, these become an obstacle to the acceptance of dua. And it is very, very important that we take stock of ourselves. Ramadan is to bring about change. Ramadan is to bring about taqwa within ourselves. Ramadan is to set the pattern for the rest of the year. So like I said, for those who recollect yesterday, one aspect we mentioned, great sahaba would request people to leave their gatherings if they have broken family ties at the time of dua. Another very, very important aspect, how important we can gauge from the expression, mafhum of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, When Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Arba'un man kunna fihi, arba'un man kunna fihi, fala alayka ma fataka min ad-dunya." He said, "There are four things. And O my ummati, if you acquire these four things, in other words, if these four things are there in your life, fala alayka ma fataka min ad-dunya, then." You have got everything you can possibly imagine or desire. You have these four things. Anything else you don't have, don't worry about it. Because subhanallah, Allah has given you everything. Your dunya will be made, your qabr will be made, your akhirat will be made, if you have these four things. And one of these four things, obviously, time constraints, so we're not going into the whole four. But pertinent to what we are discussing. One of the four things, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, عِفَّةٌ فِي طُعْمَةٍ What this means, that every luqma and morsel that you pick up and put into your mouth is halal. Halal earnings, halal livelihood. Ulama say, Ad-du'a. This is a period of du'a. He said, Aisha, make du'a, radiyallahu anha. Ulama say, miftah, what is the key to du'a? In other words, the acceptance of du'a. Miftahuhu al-halal. They say the key to the acceptance of your du'as is that your earnings are halal. Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Rasulullah, ud'u Allah an yaj'alni mustajab ad-da'wa. What an ajeeb request this is. He said, Ya Rasulullah, make dua that Allah make me such that when I raise my hands, whatever I ask Allah reaches the arsh of Allah and Allah accepts it. Make me mustajabud da'wah. Make dua that Allah makes me mustajabud da'wah. In other words, show me some way that all my du'as will be accepted. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam tell him? Akthir salatan, akthir siyaman, akthir ijtihadan fil ibadah. Saad, read salah excessively, Allah will accept your du'as. Make zikr excessively, make tilawat of Quran excessively. Exert yourself in ibadat excessively. Become tahajjud, guzar, rozedar, Allah will accept your du'as. No, none of these things. What did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? Atib mat'amak. Atib mat'amak takun mustajabad da'wa. Saad, make sure whatever you eat is halal. Make sure your earning is halal. Takun mustajabud da'wa. Any dua you make, Allah Ta'ala will accept it. Sahaba used to say after this, ittaqi da'wat Sa'd bin Abi Waqqas, fa innahu mujabud da'wa. Among Sahaba, this was famous, that fear the dua of Sa'd. If Sa'd is going to make bad dua for you, fear, be very, very afraid, because innahu mustajabud da'wa, innahu mujabud da'wa, whatever dua Sa'd makes is accepted by Allah. One day they came and asked him. They said, Kayfa takun mustajabud da'wa? Sa'd, how is it that all your du'as are accepted by Allah Ta'ala? Your du'as are so effective, so powerful. He said, Ma rafa'tu ila fami luqmatan illa wa anni araftu min ayna ja'at. Allahu Akbar. What a beautiful response he gave. He said, I never lifted a single morsel to my mouth except I knew with 100% certainty where this morsel of food is coming from. I was meticulous to ensure halal. We know the famous incident. Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Khairul bashar ba'd al-anbiya. The most superior human being after the anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Like I said, we know the incident, so I'm not going into the details. But his slave one day brings something. Abu Bakr normally inquires, where you earn this from? That day he was very hungry. Wonder why it comes, it was some milk. Abu Bakr drank it, then he asked him. He had earned it through astrology, which was haram. What is the reaction? Abu Bakr forces himself, almost killing himself, to vomit out that little bit that he had sipped. Drinks water to force it to come out. Someone says to him, Subhanallah, you almost killed yourself. What was his response? Lo lam takhruj illa ma'a nafsi. I take an oath on Allah. If it meant my mort and my death, la akhrajtuha, I would have removed this morsel from inside myself. Why? Li'anni sami'tu min nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kullu lahmin nabata min suht. فَكَانَتِ النَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ. He said, I heard from the lips of my master sallallahu alayhi wasallam, any flesh on the body that is nourished with haram, Jahannam will reach that. فَالنَّارُ أَوْلَى بِهِ. Jahannam has a greater right over that. Famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. This aspect, today, میں تو دعا کر رہا ہوں, I'm making dua, my duas are not being answered. Millions are turning to Allah. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Inna Allah tayyib. Allah is pure. Purest of the pure is Allah. La yaqbal illa tayyib. Allah is not going to accept from you except that which is pure. In your earning, in your livelihood, it has to be pak. When Allah talks of haram earnings in the Quran, what is the word the Quran uses? If you go to somebody today and give him a glass, na'uzu billah, of liquor or pork, give him a piece of pork, any Muslim, lowest level of iman, you say, this is filth, this is najis, I don't want to look at it also. What we don't understand, my respected brothers, when you don't fulfill the rights of inheritance of your female relatives, or you hoodwink someone and eat up his haq, like we commonly pull a job, or steal money from someone under false pretext, or eat up the haq of someone, as dirty, as filthy as sharab and pork is, that earning is also dirty and filthy in the eyes of Allah. I am not saying it, Quran says. What does Allah say? Allah uses the word khabith. You don't need to know Arabic to know what khabith means. And nobody likes to be associated with khabasat and filth. We know it means that. Allah asks you a question in the Quran. This is where the beauty of Quran challenges us. Qul, Allah says, ask them, tell them, la yastawil khabith wal tayyib. Filth and pure in the eyes of Allah will never be equal. Halal and haram, particularly in your earnings, will never be equal in the eyes of Allah. Inna Allah tayyib, Allah is pak and pure. La yaqbal illa tayyiba, Allah is not going to accept from you anything except that which is pure. Wa inna Allah amara al-mu'mineen bima amara bihi al-mursaleen. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went on. Allah has commanded the believers with that which He commanded Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam. Ya ayyuhar rusul, kulu minat tayyibat wa amalu saliha. Look at the link. Look at the link. What does Allah say? Kulu minat tayyibat. Not kulu minal halal. Kulu minat tayyibat. Eat pure. Because halal is tayyib, halal is pure. Haram is khabasat and filth. Kulu minat tayyibat. Make sure your earnings are halal. Make sure what you consume is halal. And then the link, wa'malu saliha. And Allah says, do good deeds. In other words, when your earning and your food and your consumption is halal, that will become conducive to you becoming muttaqi and pious. Amal saliha and halal has a direct link. It's inextricably linked. Thumma dhakara rajul. This is an ajeeb hadith, we've heard it many times, but in this little time that I have, I'm going to break it down. How pertinent this warning of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is in this hadith. Ulama mentioned, they say there are certain things that are the asbab and the means of the acceptance of dua. Certain individuals, certain conditions. When Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, anytime you make dua and these conditions are found, the dua is guaranteed accepted. Four things are mentioned in this hadith. First thing, yutilu safar. The person Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is describing is a musafir. And we learn in hadith, thalathu da'wat mustajabat. La shakka feehin. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said there are three du'as that Allah will always accept. There is no doubt in it. What are the three? Da'watul musafir, the du'a of a musafir. Da'watul madloom, the du'a of the oppressed. Wa da'watul walid li waladihi, wa fi riwaya ala waladihi, the du'a of a father for his child, or the bad-du'a of a father for his child. These three du'as, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, mustajab, guaranteed, accepted by Allah, la shakka feehin, there's no doubt in it. So first sabab of the acceptance of du'a found in this description. Thumma dhakara rajul, yutilu safar. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, the man is a musafir. Second condition. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, rubba ash'atha aghbar, matrudum bil adbuab. لَوْ أَقْسَمَ عَلَى اللَّهِ لَأَبَرَّهُ. There are many people, hair is disheveled, body is full of dust. But if they raise their hands and take qasam on Allah, Allah will accept their du'as. Allah will fulfill their qasam. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam himself, sahaba say, when there was drought and he would go out to make du'a of istisqa, du'a for rain, خَرَجَ مُتَبَاذِلًا. Mutawadi'an, mutadhallilan, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would adopt a hayat and manner of inkisari, of simplicity, of humbling himself. Why? Why? Because this is a means to get dua accepted. Second condition is found in this person that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is describing. Yutilu safar musafir, ash'atha akhbar. His hair is full of dust. His hair is disheveled, his body is full of dust. Two conditions, two sabab of the acceptance of dua is found in this person. Third condition. Yamuddu yadehi ila sama. He raises his hands to the heavens. Sahaba say when Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam on the occasion of Badr made dua, he raised his hands so high, hatta yura bayada ibitihi. The whiteness of the underarm of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could be seen. It's mentioned he raised his hand so high that his chadar, his cloak fell down from Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Another hadith, he said, Inna Allaha khayyun kareem. Inna Allaha khayyun kareem. Allah is full of haya. Allah is very, very generous. Allah, it is against this quality of Allah that anyone raises his hands to Allah, and yaruddahu sifran khaibin, that Allah will, it embarrasses Allah to turn this person away. So what's the third condition? Raising one's hands up high. This also is found in this person. Yutilu safar musafir, ash'atha aghbar, hair disheveled, body full of dust. Yamuddu yadayhi ila sama, raises his hands to the heavens. Three asbab, three different means of acceptance of dua are found in this person. Fourth means. What is the fourth means? Abu Yazid Ruqashi narrates from Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Idha qala al-abd, ya Rabbi, ya Rabbi, ya Rabbi. Anyone who insists in dua with the rububiyat of Allah. Oh my Allah, oh my Rabb, oh my Rabb, oh my Rabb. Illa qala Allahu ta'ala lahu, except that Allah says to him, sal tu'ta, ask, whatever you ask will be accepted. It's mentioned about Ata bin Abi Rabah. Who was this? Student of Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu anhumah. The Mufti of Makkah. Now when we hear this term, Mufti of Makkah, student of Abdullah bin Abbas, I'm digressing, but what type of mental imagery is formed? Very prominent person. Yet, it's mentioned about Ata bin Abi Rabah, he was the slave of a black woman. One. Himself, he was dark-skinned. Thirdly, he was stub-nosed. Fourthly, he was blind in one eye. Fifthly, he was paralyzed in one hand. Yet, such knowledge Allah gave him that the Khalifa of the time comes with his sons into the Haram of Makkah and like a little child sits in front of Ata bin Abi Rabah. Whatever question he asks him, Ata bin Abi Rabah, rahmatullah alayhi, responds from Quran and Hadith. Then the Khalifa wakes up with great humility in front of him. As he is going, his sons are with the Khalifa. So they say to the father, the Khalifa, you are the Khalifa, this man didn't give you a second glance. He's dark skinned, stub-nosed, curly haired, blind, paralyzed, and yet such deference you are showing him. He turns to his sons and he says, you've mentioned five things, the sixth thing you forgot, he's a slave also. And that to the slave of a woman. But because of the Quran, Allah has elevated him. Because of the Quran, Allah has elevated him. So I will sit like a slave in front of him. Ata bin Abi Rabah, I'm just mentioning this to give us some background of him. What does he say? He also says that anyone who raises his hands in dua and says, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, illa nazar Allahu ilay, except that the doors to the acceptance of dua are open for such a person. Someone asked him, where's the dalil, where's the proof of what you are saying? He says, Allah in the Quran, in Surah Al-Imran, Rabbana, innana, sami'ana, munadiya yunadi lil iman, أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسلك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. Allah mentions three du'as. ربنا ربنا ربنا. Then what does Allah say? فاستجاب لهم ربهم. Guaranteed, immediately Allah accepts the dua. So he says, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. This also is found in the description that Rasulullah ﷺ gives. ثُمَّ ذَكَرَ الرَّجُلُ يُطِيلُ السَّفَرْ مُسَافِرْ أَشْعَثَ أَغْبَرْ Hey, this disheveled body full of dust. يَمُدُّ يَدَيْهِ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ Raises his hands towards the heavens. Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. He's saying, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. According to this hadith, four asbab and means of the acceptance of dua are found collectively in this person, but mat'amuhu haram, mashrabuhu haram, malbasuhu haram. His clothing is earned from haram. What he drinks is haram. What he eats is haram. His livelihood is haram. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam doesn't just say that his du'as are not accepted. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? فَأَنَّا يُسْتَجَابُ لِذَالِكَ That, oh my ummah, how is it ever going to be possible that his du'as will be accepted? We have to understand halal earning is ibadat. Not an ordinary ibadat. This is a great ibadat. And a Muslim, taqwa, piety, du'as, acceptance is not only tilawat, zikr and fasting. It's our livelihood. Abdullah bin Mubarak rahimahullah used to say, I prefer abstaining from one dirham of doubtful. I prefer abstaining from one dirham of doubtful. Then I prefer this to giving 600,000 dirhams in charity. It is more virtuous to abstain from one dirham of doubtful than giving 600,000 dirhams in charity. Why? Because a day is coming. A day is coming. There the currency is not going to be. There the currency is not going to be dirham and dinar, rands and dollars and pounds. There the problem is not, you can't buy your way out of the problem there. If you have oppressed anyone, if you have acquired, trampled on anyone's rights to earn your livelihood, there you will have to pay with what? Not with rands and dollars, there you'll have to pay with your neki. And as the Sheikh Mona Zakaria rahmatullahi alayhi, in his kitab on halal earnings, he mentions, what is the price? He says that one penny, one danik, one penny of someone's haq that you ate up, you will have to pay with 700 accepted salah. Do we have 700 accepted salah? That is why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, ma min abdin, if there is any wrong, any haram earnings, anybody's haq you ate up, pay it back now, make it halal now. فَلْيَتَحَلَّلْهُ مِنْهُ الْيَوْمِ Make it halal today. لَا تَقُلْ فُضُوحُ الدُّنْيَا Don't say, I'm too embarrassed. Don't worry about the humiliation of this dunya. أَلَا إِنَّ فُضُوحَ الدُّنْيَا أَلَا إِنَّ فُضُوحَ فُضُوحَ الدُّنْيَا أَيْسَرْ مِنْ فُضُوحِ الْآخِرَةِ He says, the humiliation of today is very, very little compared to the humiliation of akhirat. It's mentioned in the hadith, one hand span of land of someone's that you ate up. Today the court cases are fighting. They're fighting big, big court cases. Fabricating documentation. Falsifying signatures. One hand span. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you will have to pay back with seven earths and it will be hung around your neck. Tuwiqa bi ardi sab'een. And لا تقبل منه صرفا ولا عدلا No salah and no ibadat will be accepted till that haq is discharged. So Ramadan, this is the time. Taqwa. What is taqwa? Pure. Not just pure in our ibadat, pure in our earnings, pure in our livelihood. Acceptance of dua, ulama say, miftahul halal. The key to that is that our earnings have to be halal. Allah give us tawfiq, subhanAllah.